ASD Paperino San Giorgio presents Voices from Memory, Stories of Football and Deportations, the podcast. Based on an idea by Andrea Bonfilio, directed by Francesco Palmieri, with the participation of coaches, managers, athletes, and their families.
Vittorio Staccione, date of birth, April 9, 94, Turin, Italy. Date of death, March 16, 1945, Gusen, Austria. Place of deportation, Mauthausen concentration camp, Austria. Vittorio Staccione was born in 94 in Turin, in a working-class neighborhood where the passion for football bloomed between sidewalks and crumbling walls used as goalposts. From an early age, he and his brother would spend hours chasing a ball made of rags. It was there that Enrico Bachmann, then captain of Torino, noticed him and brought him into the youth team. Joining the youth academy at age 11, Staccione stood out as a tireless midfielder. He made his debut for the first team in 1924 and contributed to winning the 1926-27 championship. Though the title was later revoked due to a sports scandal, but football alone did not define him. He was also a politically engaged young man, close to workers' struggles and socialist ideals, just like his father and brothers. His inclination to stand up for the marginalized drew the hostility of the fascist regime. While stationed in Cremona for military service, he was temporarily transferred to Cremonese, where his reputation as a subversive led to forced silence. Sports newspaper even avoided mentioning his name. Upon returning to Turin, he was physically assaulted and had to forego important football events. Forgot important football events, such as the inauguration of the new stadium. He moved to Fiorentina in 1927 and became a key figure for both the team and the fans. However, the personal tragedy of losing his wife and daughter during childbirth left deep scars. From the moment on, he chose to leave top-tier football and accepted an offer from Cosenza, where he played for three seasons before ending his career at Savoia as a player coach. He was only 31. Back in Turin, he worked as a factory worker and continued his political activism. He was repeatedly threatened, beaten, fired under pressure from authorities, and arrested by the OVRA, the fascist secret police. With the outbreak of war, he joined anti-fascist movements and took part of the March 1924 strikers. Although he was not one of the organizers, he was arrested and deported with his brother to a Nazi camp. In the Mauthausen concentration camp, and later in its sub-camp Gusen, he endured months of suffering, forced labor, hunger, and violence. In those death camps, prisoners were sometimes forced to play football matches for the guards' amusement. In November 1944, Vittorio, like other deported athletes, was compelled to step onto the field one last time. Skeletal and clad in stripped prison garb, in a grotesque parody of his sporting past, he weighed little more than 40 kilos, 88 pounds. After being beaten by SS guards, he suffered a leg wound that led to sepsis and infection. He died on March 16, 1945, just weeks before the end of the war. He still wore the red triangle of political prisoners and the number 59160 sewn onto his uniform. Today, his legacy is honored in several cities. In Turin, a stumbling stone outside his last residence bears his name. In Cosenza, a plaque commemorates him as a footballer and a resistor. In Florence, he has been inducted into the Fiorentina Hall of Fame. His story has been documented by Francesco Veltri in the book Il Mediano di Mauthausen, which powerfully recounts the example of a man who united sports, civil commitment, and personal dignity until his final breath. Vittorio Staccione was not just an athlete, but a symbol of the integrity in a time when choosing a side could mean losing everything. Sources. Antonio Barillà, un pallone oltre il filo spinato, storia di Vittorio Staccione, calciatore operaio del Toro morto nel lager di Gusen, October 22, 2022, la stampa.it. Cosenza, una targa per ricordare Vittorio Staccione operaio antifascista, April 25, 2022, cosenza.gazzettadelsud.it. Roberto Davide Papini, il mediano di Mauthausen, un libro su Vittorio Staccione, January 29, 2020, lanazione.it. Further reading, Francesco Beltri, il mediano di Mauthausen, Reggio Emilia, Diarcos, 2019.
You have been listening to Voices for Memory, Stories of Football and Deportations, a podcast by ASD Paperino San Giorgio, a project made possible with the support of the Casa di Risparmio di Prato Foundation.